Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is Marta Spurk. Marta is a successful entrepreneur. She's an online coach. She's the author of multiple books, including The Empowered Woman, and also a brand new anthology or collaboration book called The Empowered Woman's Path. So we're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about anthologies, collaboration books, all that stuff. Marta's got a pretty incredible story, being born in Brazil in an entrepreneurial family, moving to the U.S., having triplets, starting a business, like so much fun stuff on her journey. And I don't know if you know this, Marta, but we've got a soft spot for Brazil at selfpublishing.com. We've got probably about half the marketing team is either from Brazil or lives in Brazil. So we love Brazilians, and we love hiring Brazilians.
And right place then.
yeah. So that was like a real fun fact when I was prepping for this interview. Mm-hmm. And the only time I've only been in Brazil personally one time, but it was with my dad, and we were building like a church and a school there. And it was really cool. So I can't wait to go back sometime. But anyway, Marta, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
So let's dive in with why books? Why, you know, you've published two books successfully now. Why is this part of your business, your brand, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So my journey with books was interesting because early on in my business, you see people hitting some milestones, right? They speak for TEDx, they publish a book or whatever it is, they land bigger stages, they get on out there, they go to TV. And I wanted to do all of those things. And I remember when I was working with a media mentor at the time, one of the things that she said was, don't worry about publishing a book. It's just going to collect dust. You're going to have boxes in your garage. Leave it for the big guys. Focus your money and your attention and other things. And I was like, all right. And then I started working with somebody else that had published 9 books. And his recommendation was, he was singing a different tune. He said, you need a book, especially if you're wanting to get into speaking. It will establish you as an authority. And it doesn't have to be a Bible, a canon of your life, because that was one of my concerns was, you know, I'm early on in the business. What do I actually say in this thing if I publish? I need to wait until I'm this big person with a bunch of accomplishments and I'm 80 years old. So it's not going to happen. And he said, it just gets to be an entryway into your world. And that made it more accessible to me. And that's why I decided to go ahead and publish what some people call an airplane book. It's around 100 and some pages. It's an easy read, an hour and a half, and you're done, which is what I wanted people to do anyways, was to understand a little bit more about my background, my story, and also how I got started in my business. And it's been an amazing avenue for people to connect with me, especially in the speaking world, because that's what I do a lot as well.
Got it. That's cool. And yeah, I mean, we're very aligned on that. We always say it's like a book is kind of like this key that opens the door to Narnia. Yes. It's this magical world that only exists for published authors. And so you kind of alluded to that. I love the airplane book thought too. That's fun. Mm-hmm. What, obviously part of your story is having triplets. It seems like, you know, somewhat unexpectedly, and then being thrown into that mix, like with your business and all that stuff, like Zooming in on, I guess, maybe the topic of what you write, like, what'd you learn from that experience? How'd that affect your goals as an entrepreneur, as an author, all that stuff?
Yeah. So my background is actually in languages. So I have 2 degrees in English. I started teaching English in Brazil when I was 14. So I was very passionate about the culture, the language, the music, the movies, all the things that we have heavy influence of in Brazil, obviously. But I took it a step further from the regular people in my circle. And I was known for being this person that was really good at English and was a little American, they called me at the time. But then I had triplets. So I fast forwarded quite a bit there. I got married. My husband's American. I moved to the US. And we had triplets in Brazil. We decided to move back. And that's when the bug of starting my business really started, because I was in a path of really finding myself postpartum, which, you know, parents can understand, especially as a mom, and especially with a huge jump from 0 to 3. I had a lot of stuff to go through, you know, to sort my feelings and my thoughts. Yeah. In 2016, online businesses were all the rage, especially direct sales. And that's how I got started. It was like, you know, make money off your phone a couple hours a day while the babies are napping. But it then evolved into actual coaching, having my own programs, starting my podcast. That was the very first thing of, I'm committed to this work. I'm going to do something that I can't just delete overnight, like social media, you know? And the message has always been a message of empowerment. So later on, I rebranded and I started using the name Empowered. And Empowered Woman was in 2020, actually, of all years, that we needed more empowerment than ever. And in really helping women specifically, because that's who I was speaking to and still am, in pursuing their dreams, whatever that may be. Because if a Brazilian woman with no connections in the US and the mom can follow whatever it is that's in my heart, then anyone can do it. And that's been the message of both books now, is you can do whatever you have in your heart to do and figure it out, and also help people along the way to do the same thing, pay it forward.
Right. Right. That's cool. I love that. What based on that, what would be kind of your advice for other mompreneurs, or I don't know a fun word for mom authors, but what would be your advice kind of from what you've learned as both?
Well, it really goes hand in hand, right? With the business and both as being an author, it's, I actually say this a lot. It's, in order to open up a business, you have to have that belief first that this is worthwhile and that somebody needs it. And the book is the same thing. You have to have that belief that somebody else needs it, because you walk into a library, you walk into a bookstore, you go on Amazon, what do you see? A bunch of books. But every single one of those authors had the belief that somebody out there needs this. And it's the same thing, the same as opening a business. There are a bunch of life coaches, there are a bunch of copywriters, but you have to have the belief that you have something different to offer and to bring to the table. So it's carrying on with that. And I think as moms, it helps to think about our kids in the sense of, wouldn't you foster their gifts? Wouldn't you encourage them to pursue something that they love? You get to do that with yourself. And that's how you model that to them, because they will follow your lead. So that has been the process for me, in the sense that I only get one shot at this. That's what my husband and I say all the time. Like, we don't get the do-over of, we will do better. We'll do different with the same, with the second child. So we're doing it all together. So I may as well be very intentional with what it is that I'm doing. And that's what the business has brought for me, is more intentional.
Oh, interesting. So it's almost like the forced intentionality as a mom has built habits, or, you know, created that that intentionality in the business with the books and with everything else.
Definitely. That was it. The triplets brought this in me.
Yeah. Oh, that is it. That is an interesting dynamic as well. Cause yeah, you think about, I guess most people having one kid at a time. And so you don't necessarily get a do-over, obviously, but it's like, all right, you learn from exactly. The one to the two to the three, mm-hmm. But you kind of got, okay, that makes a lot more sense. So the one shot, group parenting. Yeah. Oh man, that's funny. Well, I guess that's kind of a funny segue into your anthology, group parenting, group book. So for the people who don't know, there's kind of like what people would call like it's like a group book, or I'm blanking on the collaboration book is one name that people call it, or an anthology, which I'd heard of this concept. I'd seen it done, but I'd actually never heard it called an anthology before. So can you talk about maybe first off, what is it for people who don't know what it is, and why did you decide to do that as your second book?
Yeah. So somebody, I can't claim credit for this, but when I was explaining the concept to someone, they used a brilliant word that I will use now and forevermore is I get to MC a book. That's really what it is I am MCing for all of these authors. So think of it as an event where I'm calling up people on stage, I'm introducing them, and I'm saying, here you go. They have the mic and they get to tell their story and do whatever they want with their keynote and their presentation. So that's essentially what I did. My part in the book is the introduction, overall introduction, the introduction to each author, and then the conclusion, wrapping everything up. And then each of them got to write a piece, which is a chapter. So it's kind of like their mini book. And what was interesting about this process is that I've been a part of other collaboration books that people have invited me to write. And in my mind, I thought, I would rather do my own book than just stick with being a part of somebody else's book. But then when the idea came about of me hosting a book, I was like, that's interesting. I like doing that because I'm, you know, the performer, want to be in front of people type personality. And then I realized that there are so many people out there that feel more comfortable in being a part of something than leading the way. That made less pressure, exactly. And it's also getting your feet wet into then doing your own book. And this is what the ladies that are in my book are experiencing now. They're like, now I know what my book is going to be about because I wrote a chapter and now I can fill it in with more details and create more chapters out of that. So it's been amazing to facilitate this for other people because it's the work that I do as a coach already. But instead of saying, hey, go do that, it's like, here it is. I will do it with you and I will help you through it and we will help each other. So something beautiful about this journey too is that when you're promoting a book as a solo author, a lot of the work is on your shoulders. You know, whether you have a team or somebody that's helping you, it's you shouting off the rooftops, buy my book, read my book. Now we get 22 of us saying, buy this book, read this book, which is so cool because we have this whole team vouching for each other. So hope that explains it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I like that. So let's walk through for people who are thinking about maybe doing this, because I guess there's two sides of the coin, right? There's the MC, as you called it, or the person that's kind of pulling together the project. And then there's the participant. So it's probably, you know, two very different experiences. So let's go MC or the person kind of bringing people together and collaborating on the book. I'm assuming, okay, first step is what's the theme? And, you know, we talk about like the four P's of a best-selling book, person, pain, promise, price. And so that person, pain, promise is defined by the MC, I would assume. And so you said, hey, here's kind of the theme and the hook for the book. And you decided that first. So can you walk me through, was that the process? And then how did you go from there to choosing who's going to participate and getting people involved and kind of walk us through that process?
Yeah. So it kind of started backwards in a way. Is I had seen other people do it. And then I had the idea of I could do that. I wonder if anyone would be interested. So before I even came up with the actual theme or concept, I just put it out there in my network. Would you want to write a chapter in one of my books? And I was overwhelmed by the response. Like, it was such great validation of the work that I have been doing for the last almost 7 years now that people actually want to be, you know, hanging out with me and participating in something, because it's a bigger commitment. It's not just, you know, coming to my coaching program. Once it's done, we can decide to part ways. We're forever sharing this bond now. So it's a responsibility on my end as well, but it's their commitment to me. And I was very surprised at the amount of people that raised their hand, honestly. And then to have had 21 people that actually went the distance to stick together and to continue on. So that was the first part. And then the second part, once we had everyone on board, was deciding the theme. And the easiest thing in my mind was really a companion to my first book. So in my first book, you get to hear my side of the entrepreneurial empowerment story. Now hear 21 stories of how they started their business and what their life's journey is. And that facilitated even my introduction when I was writing it, is to say, you don't have to just, you know, trust me or hear from me. You get to hear from 21 other real people that have had such different journeys, but in many ways they overlap, you know, with obstacles, with hardship, and so different, obviously. I mean, I have my Brazil triplet story, and then they have theirs that is, you know, equally amazing, and, you know, things that you couldn't even imagine somebody coming out of and still writing something, you know, and encouraging others. And that's the beauty of it, is that every single one of them is so different, but equally empowering. So that's what we did, is I followed the chapters in my book to create parts and include chapters within the parts.
Cool. That's great. So it sounds like, all right, we're going to do this anthology or collaboration book. Is anyone interested? Okay. Yes, you are interested. You got a bunch of interest. That's awesome. Now, all right, let's kind of crystallize the theme. For those who don't know, I've got the Amazon page pulled up right here. It's called The Empowered Woman's Path, 21 Inspiring Stories of Success in Life and Business. And so then you've got, you know, the people who are interested, obviously 21 stories made it in the book. Did all 21 who committed come through? Was there like maybe 23 or how many ever? And then a couple dropped off. Like, what did that process look like?
Yeah. Originally, when we started talking about it seriously, now that it was a thing, we had said 25. 25 was the number. Mm-hmm. And we had way more than that initially expressed interest. The official number when we first got started with like, it's real, now we're moving forward, was 23. And then two people decided it was not the right time for them, or it was not the right theme, or for where they were going in the direction of their life and business, and they dropped off. And it was, you know, mutually fine, you know, we parted ways amicably. But then the 21 stayed. So yeah, there was a little bit. But what's been interesting through this process, and even in working with self-publishing, was how there was a concern of, we're going to have to be wrangling people, and it's like, they're not going to get their stuff written. It's a lot. I, you know, we were talking about group parenting. I was the mom, right? I am the mom.
Yeah.
For you writing and for moving along. And we did not have to do that. Everyone turned things in. And that, again, was huge confirmation of the women that I am attracting and the community that I have built of people that are committed to their work and their message. So that was fun.
That's cool. Yeah, that's, I want to ask about that, because I was just taking a couple notes on that. Because I know when we kind of decided to collaborate on this project, that was probably our main concern, is like, all right, we're used to working with one author. How do we work with 20 something authors? Like, that's gonna be hard. So how did you structure it in a way, like, all right, you've got your, you know, your people that committed, couple drop off. I think that's good for people to hear who are thinking about doing this, is that's likely.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that's not unlikely. That's likely. So account for that or set expectations around that. Then once you kind of had your folks locked in, how did you kind of structure that? Did you say, hey, here's the requirements. Like, it needs to be this word count, this theme, this structure, that sort of thing. Like, how did you make sure that people turn it in on time, which it sounds like was really successful. So I'm curious if there's anything you did there. And then how did you, maybe more importantly, make sure that it's cohesive and in a similar format, so that it's not just disjointed throughout the book? Hey, Chandler Bolt here. I hope you're loving this episode so far. It's time to go from inspiration to implementation. All right, so if you've learned something, we want to help you implement what you've learned with your book. So what I want you to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a publishing consultation with one of the experts on my team. We'll talk about your goals for your book, your dreams, your challenges, your next steps, and we'll start putting together a plan. All right, so go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a call with the team. Let's see how we can help with your book. It's time to implement.
Well, I have to give it up to Aaron, who was the project manager for this process. And he really helped us with setting deadlines and keeping us accountable to that. Obviously, I was in charge of checking in with everyone. So I created a group chat on Facebook. That's how I created a group on Facebook, so that way I could tag everyone. And I also created a group chat where we're always sending notifications to each other. Whenever it was necessary, I would check in individually with people. So that is something else, is I already knew these people. I was already connected with them. I have them on social media. They weren't strangers. And that's why they decided to do this with me, obviously, because it is a big commitment. So the communication was always there. There are some people that are not as active as others, but they were very responsive because it was their responsibility, right? To get this in. So we didn't have issues on that sense. We did have the word count limit. I think it was 2,500 words. And lots of coaching in monthly coaching, really, in the process. We would meet as a group. People could catch the recording if they didn't make it live. They could ask questions if they had issues or, you know, concerns and things like that. And then once all of the chapters had been turned in, before we got into the editing process, I actually printed all of them out. And this is a funny story. I printed all of them out and I was flying to visit my sister. She's in South Carolina and I'm in Colorado. And I was reading it on the plane with my kids, by the way. That was my first solo trip on the plane, which went successfully because they're bigger now. So I wouldn't have attempted when they were younger. But I was reading it and then somebody tapped me on the shoulder on the flight home and was like, I couldn't help but notice that you're grading papers. Are you a teacher? And I said, no, I'm actually writing a collaboration book and I'm reading all of these chapters. So I read each and every one
That's
of
cool.
them. And then I decided where they would fall in based on the topics that they covered.
Oh,
it actually
cool.
worked out mm-hmm. beautifully with the five mm-hmm. steps in my book. That's how I allotted the chapters. You know, I divided them.
Cool. Got it. Okay. That's really interesting and really helpful. So it sounds like in your core book, you've got five steps or five themes. And so when you assigned out the chapters, I know you said 2,500 word limit. So yes. That's a good, kind of a good guidepost. Did you give any other prompts or structure or topics based on the individual writers or like, how did you kind of direct their writing in that process?
So the basic idea was think about 2 to 3 stories in your life and think about lessons that came out of those stories, life and business intertwined, because everyone has a little bit of a mix depending on what their journey has been. And I also guided them into sort of framing their writing as a signature talk, because that's what I'm used to teaching my clients, and thinking about what is the introduction and think about like a narrative of start it from the middle, kind of like a movie would, you know, you don't know the characters, you don't know what's going on, but you caught my attention. I want to keep reading. So that's what I guided them to do. But then also have a main point after you're done with the intro is to say what can you expect from my chapter. This is what I'm here to share with you. This is the main thesis or the main point with this. And then go into your key points. And some of them took that to heart and they have like subtitles. Step one, do this. Step two. And some of them did it more free writing where you kind of follow along. One of the authors, which was really cool to see, she writes poem. So she had a couple poems that she wove through her chapter. So they're very, very different. They took it and they ran with the instructions and it looks different, but it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then obviously with the editing, everything was spruced up.
Cool. Love that. And then, so that's how to make sure that the book's good. You said flows, and then you structured the chapters based on making sure that, all right, this flows and feels like one cohesive book. Last couple questions I want to ask on this is around the marketing. So you mentioned kind of at the beginning of this, hey, instead of just one author marketing the book, now you've got 20 something authors marketing this book. So what did you guys do both individually and as a group to market the book successfully? And were there any expectations around that that were kind of set as part of participating in the project?
Yeah. So that's interesting because everyone has a different approach to how they market their business. I'm more of the camp of being very vocal. I work with visibility. So that's my thing. Like you will see that this book exists in some capacity, you know, or any of my programs or any of the things that I do. And some other people have a different approach. So obviously they have the liberty to do it, what feels more natural to them. But the beauty of doing it as a group is that you have more brains, right? Thinking together and people come up with different ideas. So even before putting the book out, one of the ladies had an idea of having people vote on their headshot for the book. So she put a couple pictures and she said, I'm, you know, debating whether I should choose one or two, you know, A or B, which one do you think? So you're talking about the book, but it's sort of unrelated. And she had like 400 comments in that freaking thing. And I was like, everyone needs to do that right now. Everyone needs to go pick two pictures. Even if you were already, if you had already selected one, just go, because that's buzz for the book. And everyone had, you know, similar results. Is people love voting and participating in things and giving their opinion, because we did that with the cover too. And that was something that self-publishing helped us with, is put out the two different options, slightly different, and have people vote on. But we did that with the headshots, and that was successful. And then continuing to, you know, post graphics, send out emails. Some of them recorded a video or went live, posted a video as well. What else? Now that we have the hard copy, we're taking selfies with it. So that's exciting to finally have something tangible. But yeah, just getting the word out.
Cool. That's great. I love that. And it's been fun being part of this project, kind of behind the scenes and seeing it come together. And my hope is that this inspires other people who are thinking about doing collaboration books, anthologies, and that sort of thing. Let me ask, I think maybe two final questions and we'll wrap up. I could keep going on this.
I know.
a lot more questions. But so we're doing a fun new segment that we're taking questions from listeners. So we've got a question from a listener named Clyde. Says, how did you settle on the central theme of your anthology that tied all the stories together? Mm-hmm. Kind of so, already talked about that a little bit, but.
Yeah, so it was just easier for me to go off of my first book. So I kind of had my work done for me there. Because also from a marketing perspective, let me be super honest, I'm a marketing person, so I have to think what's in it for me. Besides the exposure, because I'm publishing a book, I want people to read my first book. And I'm not writing a chapter in this book.
Yep.
I'm just introducing people. So
right.
Throughout this book, I'm saying, as I talked about in my first book, this mm-hmm. is the framework that I, you know, outlined. You will see more details in my first book. So if you really want to understand it, you have to go read the first one. So yep. That is what I did. And I, you know, it's a win-win there.
Love it. That's smart. That's really smart. Well, guys, if you're listening to this or watching this and you want, we're testing this segment out for a few weeks. So if you want us to answer one of your questions on a podcast interview in the future, just comment on our YouTube channel. Or leave your question in a review on the podcast on wherever you listen to podcasts. We're selecting questions, asking them to guests in the future. We'll have a little bit of fun with it. Marta, this has been so awesome. Where can people go to purchase the new book or to find out more about you, your coaching, all that good stuff?
Yes. So you can connect with me on my website, martaspurk.com, and all social media platforms, just as Marta Spurk. Check out the podcast, The Empowered Woman. Everything is under The Empowered Woman. You should find it. If you put The Empowered Woman and Spurk, I'm the only one. You should be able to find it. And the book is on Amazon. So go check it out, The Empowered Woman's Path. And I hope you enjoy it.
Love it. Guys, check it out. The Empowered Woman's Path. That is the anthology book. And then obviously she's got her first book, The Empowered Woman. So check out those books. We're looking for a couple of people who want to do an anthology or collaboration project. So if that's something that you're interested in, book a call with my team. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can help with it. Like we did with Marta's project, go to selfpublishing.com/apply, book a call with the team. This is a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with this with Marta. We'd love to do it again in the future. So let us know if we can help and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right. Number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast, wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right. Reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.